Kane is in the building, nigga.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, it's a good time of year. The NFL season's getting ready to start Thursday night. Atlanta taking on Philadelphia. The full slate of games Sunday, the doubleheader on Monday, and then the full season, 17 weeks all the way up, and we get into the Super Bowl. Joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line, Hall of Famer, Denver Bronco running back Terrell Davis, to help us break down the season. And by the way, since football is back, watching your favorite team at home is even better than ever. Television technology is so advanced. Feels like you're on the 50-yard line. Terrell Davis is here. He's teaming up with Consumer Technology Association to share the ultimate playbook for watching sports, and he joins us now. How are you, TD?
Doing great, Tony. How you doing?
Good, man. All right, so by the way, how do you watch games these days? How do you watch it with your family and friends?
Oh, man, let me tell you how I watch it. So, you know, we're here. We're trying to give football fans the best experience they've had in a long time. And so what we're doing is we've got some TVs here, and it starts off with a 4K UHD, which delivers the best picture quality you can get right now. And we'll start off with the Samsung. It's the QLED TV. And what I love about this television is the vivid colors and the bright and vibrant colors that pops off the screen. You talked about it. Watching football on television, it makes you feel like you are right there, right in the action. We also have the Sony Bravia. And what I love about this one, besides the nice picture, is that it's a smart TV, and it has Google Assistant built in, and that allows you to have voice control and command where you're just talking to it, telling it what to do, a volume up. You can record things on it, and it's compatible with Amazon Alexa. And then finally, we have the LG. It's an OLED TV, and what I love about this one is that no matter where you are in your home, the picture quality is awesome, meaning that you can see it from every angle. If you got your boys over, you got them watching the game. You know, everybody's fighting for that perfect spot in front of the TV. With this one, not even necessary. You can watch from all over the place. All the angles are great. And then finally, you know, you guys are, you know, you watch the TV, but now it's about the sound. How do you hear it? We got the Vizio Home Theater surround sound system, immersive dome sound qualities. Let me tell you, Tony, it makes you feel like you're right in the huddle, listening to the quarterbacks make that call. So that's how we're going to bring that technology to people, and hopefully they have their best football season ever.
And where can they learn more about all of the stuff you just mentioned, all this latest technology?
Consumer Technology Association, just look up their website, and that's how you can find out about it.
Terrell Davis joining us, NFL Hall of Famer, Denver Bronco, and Super Bowl MVP. All right, so Terrell, let's get an idea on the season. And let me ask you this right off the bat. And you people come to you and they know you're about football, they know you're about the league and your time in Denver and winning a Super Bowl. Do you feel like this season, do you feel like more people are how do you feel people are looking at the league these days in terms of all the off-field stuff rather than what's going on the field, the good product on the field?
I mean, you know, it's mixed. You know, some people are focused on, obviously, the anthem issue. Some people are focused on the tackling rule. And now you got the catch rule that's been kind of revisited. You know, some people are just focused on their fantasy football and just kind of focused on regular football stuff. So it's a mixed bag. When I travel around the country, you know, I'm being asked questions about a lot of different things. But you know, ultimately, I think people are excited about the start of the football season. You know, it starts tomorrow and Thursday, you know, and so people are looking forward to some real football and getting back into a routine. And that's what it's all about. It's about just kind of taking a break from everything else and enjoying some football.
Your former team, the Broncos, have struggled finding a replacement for Peyton Manning. You can't replace Manning, but finding a serviceable quarterback in this league is tough. Do they have that in Case Keenum?
Well, we'll see. You know, we'll certainly see. But I was talking to Emmanuel Sanders. He came on to our show, NFL Network, and, you know, he talked about how when Case Keenum walked into the building that it really brought a sense of calm to that situation. And it brought, in his opinion, a quarterback that they hadn't had in a while, somebody who had command, who had respect, who could throw the ball, who was a leader. All those things that they were missing, he kind of brought that back to the table. So I tend to think that he's going to be really good for them because he's stable. You know, he may not be the best quarterback in the league, but I don't think he's going to drop. I think he'll kind of be consistent. If he can bring some similar numbers where he's got, I think he had 22 touchdowns and 7 interceptions, last year with the Vikings. If he can bring that same production and allow everybody around him to make some plays, then Denver's in pretty good shape. I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. And this is not me talking as a homer or anything like that. I think they're going to surprise some people.
Running back to running back, how do you look at Saquon Barkley in New York and what he could add to the Giants' offense?
I love him. I do. I love everything about him from on the field to off the field. I love the situation he's in. I worry about him. The only thing I worry about is that him trying to prove that he's the number one overall pick too early. What I mean by that is, you know, sometimes you're in a game, you know what people expect of you, you know where you've been drafted, and it tends to seep sometimes into your subconsciousness, and now instead of, you know, running the ball and you see a three-yard gain, you're passing up that three-yard gain to go get 15 yards, and that normally equals your lost yards, and then you get thrown off and you get frustrated, you start pressing. And I just want him to guard against that and just let it come naturally to him because he is a fantastic back. He'll be a good back in his league for a long time if he just kind of picks. You have to pick and choose when you want to take a risk, but just kind of do the basics, man. You know, protection, don't turn the ball over, no missed assignments, and just get positive yards. And then the big runs will come.
Terrell Davis joining us, NFL Hall of Famer, former Denver Broncos Super Bowl MVP, brought to you by Consumer Technology Association. One question I do want to ask you, the Khalil Mack trade for Oakland. As a former player, what would you take out of that? If you had a star player, a franchise player, leave like that, get traded like that, how does a player react to his organization when that happens?
Well, players see, players, we view things differently. You know, players look at things in a way that upper management doesn't. So from a player's perspective, I would be like, man, we're not trying to win. We just traded away our best player that we've probably ever had, and he gave us a chance to win. And now, you know, he's traded away, so what is that saying about our chances to be competitive? And to me, it's almost you start looking at the coaches a little side-eyed and start looking at, you know, upper management, and it kind of challenges your trust with the within that building. But I will say this, that they're looking around kind of watching to see what happens moving forward. Whether they win games this year, if they need to win games next year, whether those two first-round picks are going to pan out for them. So they kind of have to be patient. And, you know, if coaching staff, Gruden has to be able to convey to the team what his vision is so everybody's on the same page. Otherwise, you know, you start to have the people who kind of distrust situations in that locker room.
Terrell Davis, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You got it. And Terrell Davis, our guest line sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays in the inside line at BetDSI.com. Well, Terrell Davis kind of saying, listen, you know what? We look at differently than management. Management looks at it, looks at the balance sheet, looks at the way we got to get something for him. Maybe we can't put it together financially, but as a player, and this is what we talked about yesterday, if John Gruden must have looked and said, I don't know what I got here. I don't think I got a winning thing here. I don't know I got a winning situation here. So let's not overpay, or let's find the way to use the money differently, and let's trade him.